League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You can't even walk.
We're like robots.
John doesn't care about radio hosts.
You can't even walk.
We're like robots.
Walk.
Hey.
I think Sean Mapes would fight dirty.
We're like robots.
You can't even walk.
I would not care if my wife was milking cows.
We're like robots.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Well, we're moving on.
What happened? Man, I was just jamming out, and all of a sudden, we have a technical... There it is. Our first technical difficulty.
Beans don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill.
What? We got a full board. There's a lot of stuff we still need to get to.
This is kind of hype music.
It is hype.
Maybe this is hype music.
No, we can't change it up.
No, but we're moving on up. We're moving on up.
We ain't changing it.
Well, we tried to do it last year. Remember, they got beat.
Tried to do what last year?
We tried to pump them up last year. Remember, people said
the last
they were
2 weeks. Did we pump them up?
No.
Did they win?
We didn't pump up 2 weeks ago. Remember, it was too sad.
The Colts. Yes, we did.
We didn't do it.
We called it.
No, the Colts.
Out at East River. We did. Too.
We didn't do it at East River night.
Yes,
did we?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
We did. I thought it was so sad that we weren't going to do it because no one
called in and we started and it went.
Yeah, people called in. Yeah, 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks.
Okay.
And we ain't changing.
I don't know. This is such great pump-up music.
No, it isn't.
We're moving on up. That's us, Nell.
That's not pump-up music, though.
This is pump-up music. It's got the gospel beat.
Stop it. There is one song that we use for pump-up, and we know what it is.
Pump it up. Pump a jam. That's what we do. All right, we got a full board, so let's go. 713-780-3776 when somebody gets off. We do have to hear from J.J. Watt, though, because he is none too pleased with Pro Football Focus. Let's get, who's up, Dell?
Get in line with every NFL player and every NFL coach.
Julian, what you got, Julian? It better not be about the 49ers, because we're going to hang right up on you.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I'm excited about y'all's game, man. I like what Stroud has been doing, and I really think that y'all's running game is underrated. And I'm excited to see Baltimore lose because I sure the hell don't want to see them. And I want to see a Texans 49ers Super Bowl. Bang, bang, Niner game.
How about
that's
that?
Enough.
I mean, yeah.
He didn't say anything about...
Of course you don't want to see the Ravens.
I'm excited because John cut him off at the knees. So I'm excited about your team and blah,
yeah, right.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, okay.
I think your running game's really underrated. I'm like, I don't. I think it's...
We don't give a rat's ass about the 49ers average. This week, Julian. No, we don't care.
But no, he does. He doesn't want to see the Ravens.
No,
trust
he's
me,
right.
Everybody in the world, well, Lamar fans are cheering for the Ravens. But other people who don't have personal feelings for the quarterback... are not going to be cheering for Baltimore. Because if you're a fan of the other teams, you want Baltimore out.
Yeah.
And Baltimore, did you hear Kevin Stefanski after that game? He said, hey, we're going to be pulling for you the rest of the way. He said that to D'Amico.
Well, I don't like Baltimore.
No, he's obviously not going to. But I think the Texans are going to be...
So they're not going to be cheering...
Well, the Astros...
AFC North.
No.
AFC North.
No. If you're smart, you cheer SEC, SEC every time you win anything.
Right.
That's the way you're supposed
to do it. That's what you do. That's what you
do. Or Big Ten.
Or how about if you're UCF and you beat Texas at Texas, you do horns down.
To the fans right before you shake hands.
Right
with
before the handshake line. Last night, UCF went into Austin and beat Texas. They've lost three of their last four now. Mm-hmm. Texas is reeling a little bit. It ain't easy. Even UCF is good, okay? So they go and they're in the line, and they're doing horns down to the fans. And here's Rodney Terry, their head coach.
Yeah, what you're going to hear is obviously some background noise, that dumb fight song they play. And also, that's classless. That's classless. Yeah. Don't do that, bleep.
Couldn't really understand it very well.
Well, he was screaming, "Don't do that! Don't do that! That's classless! Classless. That's classless! Don't!" He was pissed.
And then he explains after the game what prompted him to do what he did.
Big believer in, you know, you win the right way, you lose the right way. And, you know, I always tell my guys, you know, whether you win or lose, you win the right way. You lose the right way. You carry yourself the right way. You don't go through the handshake line or prod to get into the handshake line and have about six or seven guys putting the horns down. We don't do that, you know, because when you do those kind of things, it looks very classless, and it also looks like you were just hoping to win. We never go into games trying to hope to win. We go into games expecting to win. So we don't act like that. You know, we expect to win. We don't jump up and down like we won a national championship. We sure don't step on anyone's home court deal and act crazy and try to show them up in any way. We don't do that. You know, so that's what I was angry about, and I was letting those guys know, you don't do that. You know, you guys won. Hey, we shake, you know, shake your hand, tip our hat to you. But we're not going to let you act that way in our building. You're not going to do that. You're not going to put your horns down and do all that nonsense.
That I would be fine with. If he just did, hey, it's our building. We're not going to let them do that. Great, but stop the classless stuff. Stop it.
Well, okay. You know, it's the same argument against Angel Reese. At the, like, you can do whatever in-game, but once it's over, this is where you come together. And that's where a lot of people had the issue with Angel Reese. It wasn't as much during the game. It's like after in a handshake line, and she still did that. Well, that's what Rodney Terry is saying about UCF and University of Texas. Like, hey, man, this
is... Well, but here's the thing. We don't do that. There ain't nothing you can do. What other team has a sign?
I mean, Miami. You can do it to Miami. You can do the U down.
I want to see them play Miami
and see if they do U down.
Everyone does. They would.
Every game, I see this with Texas.
Every game.
Football, basketball, it doesn't matter.
Your opposing fan base,
you could be playing a road game. You could be playing a road game against Southern Miss. Southern Miss is going to do horns down. If you went and played Texas, what's it called? My boy, Texas Lutheran College. I guarantee you the people at Texas Lutheran will do
horns down.
Horns down.
Mostly because this is the type of reaction it elicits from everyone.
That's right.
Like, okay.
Because you're soft.
It is sort of embarrassing that. If you want to tell them, hey, you ain't going to do that on our floor, I get that. Yeah. You're not going to disrespect us. But the whole, the leaning into, it's classless. It doesn't speak to the class of those kids that they're doing it because it is just something. It's college sports.
I'm as classy as it gets. And what do I do?
You are
horns down.
Oh, boy.
Let's get Javier in here.
Javier,
you're not as classless. You're as classless as it gets.
Classy as it gets. What's going on, Javier?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call. So, getting back on the Texans, I just wanted to touch on a few things. First of all, I definitely hope that Slowick dials it up the way he did last week for the Browns, because he did exactly what he needed to do. He played to our strengths. He looked at their weaknesses, and we do what we had to do. Our line protected CJ wonderfully. I also looked at some of the stat lines for the game we played against the Ravens. Pierce only ran for 30-something yards, and, you know, of course, Singletary's been showing up, so if we can get the ball in his hands, get him running, and, of course, CJ protects the ball like he always does, I want to see Mechie get more involved, and I want to see more of Jordan get involved too, and of course Schultz. But I tell you what, if Tank Dell had not gotten hurt, I think we would be so much more dangerous, because I don't think they have anybody that could cover him and Nico Collins and really shut both of them down at the same time. And if not, Schultz will be wide open. So let's try to take it from here, guys. Thanks, and we got to keep Bobby Slowick on the team. Thanks.
Yeah. Bobby Slowick's gone. But if the Texans...
Do you secretly hope he gets embarrassed this week?
If the Texans make the Super Bowl, is there any chance Tank is back? I'm just saying.
Tibula injuries are.
But broken bones are. You see him on the sideline like walking around this past week?
Well, it's like that's a 6 to 8, isn't it? Yeah. And that happened when?
No, October? It happened, yeah. No, I think early November. When did
I? I don't know. I mean, I think that the time frame. I don't know. I don't know. It feels like the time frame. I mean, you're still looking at 3 weeks away, 4 weeks away. Beside this week, you got.
It was December 3rd.
It was December.
It happened December 3rd.
Yes.
Oh, that's not even. Time.
You're barely.
Yeah,
6 weeks.
Denver game. Yeah.
That's probably not enough time. I mean, he'll
months.
Be healed, but I don't know if he'll be
it's
rehab.
Will it be strong
fully.
Enough?
Yeah, that's
it's not
the question.
Just about healing. He's got to build.
Can you imagine
back.
Rushing?
He doesn't
him
have
back.
A lot of muscle to build back. He's 120
I'm talking
pounds.
About the bone. Is it strong? He's got.
Is his bone
back.
Strong enough?
Bone.
Little guys have
up.
Smaller bones.
You can't Let's tape go. Up a bone.
Tape it up.
That's not how bones
around
work.
Around the bone. Tape them up. Get out.
We're
there,
not
son.
Getting Tank hurt for next year too.
Right.
We're not. That, that's what we're not
for
doing.
For the Super Bowl.
I mean, we're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're. In,
we'll talk about it.
Okay. Then, okay.
Do you secretly hope that Bobby Sloat gets embarrassed so he can't leave?
No. No, no.
Do you hope he gets
no,
beat?
Bobby Sloat's gone either way. It doesn't matter. If they get embarrassed, they
don't
get embarrassed.
Know.
He's gone.
I just don't know.
He's
these,
gone.
Are these are good jobs?
Yeah.
Is he desperate?
Any job's a good job.
Do you think he's... No. No, he's not. Any job is not a
oh,
good
so
job.
Oh, so the Texans job was awful. Look what's happening.
You could take a job that
literally... The
Texans
job was the worst
no,
job in the league.
There's is Carolina a good job?
No, it's a horrible job.
Okay. You should never... Take that job as your first job ever.
No.
Ever. Unless you're just so desperate and you don't have any belief in yourself.
The Falcons,
there are jobs that are bad
the
jobs.
The Falcons.
They all have their issues. You don't have a job open unless you got a team that's not very good. Cowboys, everyone would love. Falcons is going to be, looks like it's going to be your boy, Bill Belichick. I heard that Harbaugh's like locking in it with the Chargers.
Diego,
yeah, with the Chargers. LA. So what do you still have open for Bobby Sloat? Carolina, which you said you don't want. I know he's the favorite, quote unquote, with Tennessee. Do you really want to work for that owner?
No, I don't want to work for either of those owners.
And Will Levis, your entire success rests on the erratic Perfect. Right arm of Will Levis.
Yeah.
And you have no choice in the matter.
Now listen, this offense got Jimmy Garoppolo to the Super Bowl again. This offense, you make people better.
And a great defense.
And yeah, by the way, Bryce Young would be a lot better with Bobby Slowick.
An elite defense. Yeah, he would. An elite defense also got Jimmy Garoppolo there.
And we got guys, La Raza and Robert, we got you guys on the other side. But right now, I got to talk about ProDunk.com. The best goal, tempered glass backboard. I mean, everything that goes into the basket is the best, okay? All of the metal, all of the stanchion, which is you can't rust, with the breakaway rim that you can't break. I don't know why I call it a breakaway rim because you can't break it. The tempered glass backboard, everything they put into these things is first class, the best that you're going to find in the market. It's the best goal. It's not even arguable. You will love your Pro Dunk. The kids will love it because you can raise and lower the goal now with just a zzzz, and it goes up and down as opposed to the crank. It's just so good. It's so good. We had one, and I got to tell you, we moved it, and it looks like it's brand new today in our old neighborhood. I'm telling you, if you're looking for the best way to go about getting this, the Pro Dunk, the best basket for the kids, ProDunk.com, that's ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, right where you belong.
You're the only one left of the Wayne family. This is where you belong. Welcome home.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
James says the Texans used up all their injured reserve returns, so they can't.
Who did they just?
Yeah, that's.
Oh, yeah, designated for return.
You can only
that's
have
right.
so many guys.
Yeah, that's right.
So
Noah Brown's done for the year then.
No, yeah, Noah Brown's done anyway. Yeah, he's been hurting a lot. His back, he's been done.
Tried to come back at least.
Tank was walking around fine last night at the Cougs game. Tape it up. Let's go. Now you can't. Well, can't. No, so Small bones do heal faster. We found that out with Altuve.
With Jose Altuve, yeah. But they also break easier.
Apparently. You get rolled up on.
Thick bone.
Did you see ESPN has ranked the Texans 2023 draft class the best in the NFL? Yeah, dabbing. C.J. Look at the contributions. C.J. Will Anderson, Juice Scruggs, Tank Dell, Dylan Horton's played some. Toto has been not so much.
But he's Horton.
Jared Patterson, so Xavier Hutchinson.
Yeah.
And there's somebody called Brandon Hill that they have as well.
Yeah, the big three are the big ones. Or well, is there a four that I'm thinking of? Who would the fourth be? I mean, obviously Tank.
Juice.
Oh, Juice, yeah. So Juice, Tank. And Juice only played, he'll play, what, less than half the year? Tank was
phenomenal.
Jared
Patterson played a role until he got hurt.
Yeah.
And Xavier Hutchinson is actually making some catches now.
But Jared Patterson, how many games do you think Jared Patterson played?
Probably four or five.
Yeah, that ain't that long.
No, but he actually played pretty well.
He was okay.
Yeah. I mean, he was thrown into a role as a rookie, a late round draft pick, thrown into a role, and he came through for you. That was great. 713-780-3776. Robert is next up. Robert, what up?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
Good.
You know, Saturday, what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to have my Coors Light, and I'm going to have some of that French dip that John is talking about, marketing. And I'm going to watch the Texans whoop the Ravens' butt. So I'm going to be happy for that when that happens. But I want y'all's opinion on this, on my thoughts on this. I was thinking, you know, the Ravens love to run the ball. If I was a Texans man, I would just sling the rock and try to go up a couple scores and see what Lamar can do. Because I really don't have no faith in Lamar Jackson. And I think he just mostly does short passes to Flowers and I don't think he could throw the ball past 15 yards. So I think that would be a great game plan. I know we want to establish a run, but I think they just sling the rock. Let CJ go and do his thing. What do y'all think about that?
You know, Lamar's a better thrower than you're giving him credit for here. I mean,
he has been this year. He wasn't. He hasn't been. He was his MVP year. He hasn't been the last couple of years. His numbers have come way down, and he hasn't. This year, he's doing it again. I think Lamar's one of those guys that you need to have him in the right scheme. Like, there's definitely, my guess is, it appears as though teams have figured out tendencies on him or where he's best and where he's worst. And Todd Monken is doing a good job of getting him to his strengths as opposed to other teams. And really, that's not unlike any matchup. You always want to make the quarterback do things he doesn't want to do.
I wish
that's
Robert
normal.
Would have told us he was using his middle name and Bill Robert Polian.
You think that his name is Robert Polian?
Bill Robert Polian. I wish he would have just told us it was Bill Polian. That would have been a great guy to have on to talk about the game.
Would have been great if he had just told us.
Just told us. We could have asked you more questions about what you think about Lamar. Bill.
Did he say anything about him becoming a receiver?
Did he say that?
He just said he didn't trust him past 15 yards throwing the football.
No, yeah.
You're looking for codes.
Yeah.
Looking for not code words.
No, I don't think Bill Polian thinks that about all quarterbacks. Like, I just think he thought about Lamar, and I just thought I was listening to Bill Polian. I wish
I told this story before. I used to do Sources Tell Us that would show up on a weekly basis around the draft where I talked to people in the league that said things. And there's a guy I talked to from a team who said, look, Lamar is an explosive player, but he's inconsistent as a passer. Can you imagine having him as a playmaker on wide receiver, somebody who could catch the ball, could run the ball, could have? And I said, and so he gave me this quote, and I started using, I wrote in the article, I disagree with it because to me, if you have that guy, I get it, but you want the ball in that guy's hands as much as possible. So to me, I didn't agree with that. But I still ran the quote. It's like, oh, this is a good quote. This will generate a lot of discussion, but I'm going to counter this. My editor goes, hey, listen, I'm just going to tell you I'm not going to run this, and I'm doing you a favor. I said, why? It's like a real quote from an NFL. He goes, just trust me, this isn't going to go well. If we put this out there, it's going to bring too much negative attention on us, too much on you. I said, but I'm not saying that. I'm countering it. Doesn't matter. Headlines will basically, it'll tie it to you. You don't want this. You don't want to even be associated with this. Man, am I thankful that editor did that. You know, because my argument was a counter argument anyway, but it is true. People will just see ahead the aggregators, and this was out in what 17, I guess, the aggregators out there, maybe 18 aggregators. They'll just throw NFL analyst has interesting take on Lamar Jackson switching positions. Don't put that on me. So, but thank you to that guy. So I wasn't Lance Polian.
La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
The shortest wait time in the business, gentlemen.
Yes, the shortest wait time ever.
Hey, first time listener, long time caller.
Hey, welcome in, man.
So, thank you. So look, man, actually, this is me turning into fandom. I'm not going to La Raza right now. You guys always talk about, like, the Texans, the local teams, and you always got a good point across from everyone. If they suck, they suck. If they're good, they're good. But this team feels so different, even if they don't make it, even if they lose this weekend, which I highly doubt it, because it'll be so close. We never expected them to go this far, especially with D'Amico and CJ as rookies. You know, it's crazy to see that that people are actually wearing Texan gear again, and to have that fandom again. Like, you always wanted to have that football repping your squad. You know, you always want to rep your squads. I've always been here in Houston. I've always, even when they suck, the Rockets suck, the Astros suck, you still got to rep your city where you're from. You know what I mean? And I'm just so happy now because it's bringing a joy to the city. Like, something just lights up, and the way CJ just presents himself. D'Amico always smiling. You always wanted that vibe. When Bill O'Brien was here, even though we were 11-5, he still had that, like, that a-hole mentality. He looked like a bum. He was always mad, whatever. He always had that butt chin. It was just so ugly, man. I just hated that dude so much. I'm saying, like, I appreciate y'all guys, like, being so truthful about these teams. And, by the way, I'm going to be selling some Lamar Jackson shirts that said Attack Me at the flea market, all right? So if y'all want the Attack Me shirts.
No, we're not selling Attack Me shirts. You see what you did, John? He's selling it, Lamar Jackson Attack Me shirts at the flea market.
Yeah. Well, we're not attacking Lamar.
No, but you said that Paul Gallant was dressed like he wanted to get attacked or something like that. What was it, Dale, that he said again?
He said the outfit said attack me.
And his outfit screams
attack me. It screamed attack me. It screams look at me, not attack me.
Yeah. We're not doing attack. No, don't do attack
once
me
again,
shirts.
No outfits say attack me.
None
of them.
None. No, I know that.
Then why did you say it yesterday?
Well, because I was about Paul's thing. That's all.
But Paul is a person too. He doesn't want to be attacked.
It was the heat of the moment, Dale. Like in the middle of the game. You know how they say.
He understood.
In the middle of the game, you know, you say some things that you don't mean. It's the heat of the moment. You know, in the show, it's just the heat of the moment.
This is Udonis Haslam saying F Bill Russell when he's dead. You know, you're in the middle. You're competing. You're just being competitive.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
John was just being competitive,
and he understood. I didn't horns down him or anything after the show.
That would be classless.
I was classy about it.
Do you want La Raza to have attack me shirts with Lamar Jackson on it?
Lamar Jackson. No. We don't attack people just because of what they wear.
You know, it is true.
Even if they wear a Ravens jersey.
This team has a quiet confidence to them.
Listen.
It's so much better than having on eggshells.
No, it was
Bill
an unlikable
O'Brien
team. Bill O'Brien was unlikable. I didn't even when they won the 10 in a row or whatever, 9 in a row, whatever they won. It was like, who cares? I don't like them. I don't like this team. You like D'Amico. You like CJ. I was at Luling's yesterday, and the bartender's Monica. Monica is a huge Texans fan.
What's her name?
Monica.
Do you see? You see what he does here, Dell? The respect for culture. He doesn't say Monica. You know how I know she's not white? Because you didn't call her Monica.
No,
because she wouldn't be Monica if she wasn't Hispanic.
She's Latina. And she's.
Do you say Minerva Perez?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, that's what you say. If she says it.
Did you ever say Art Rathcon?
No, not Rathcon. I don't
really say that. I don't know if Art is from Spain.
Art is.
I don't know if he's Castilian.
No, Art is. He's Mormon. He's not.
Rathcon. Oh.
Yeah, Rascon.
Rascon.
Yeah. So
Rascon is a Mormon.
She
name.
Said before the game, she was there and she was bawling her eyes out. She was so happy. She was so...
Before the game?
Before the game. She couldn't keep her emotions in check.
Really?
That's how much she loves this team, and that's how happy she is.
That's great.
That is great.
I mean, it's not me, but that's
no,
great.
No, it's not me either.
I couldn't imagine but crying for a team.
But I almost cried when she told me the story.
No, that's great.
Because I've got feelings.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't cry.
I have feelings.
You may have feelings, but you didn't almost cry.
You would have had to fake cry. But no. That's interesting. You know, that's really interesting that that people are that emotional. But you can see it. I mean, people really – like this is – what's happening is – so my whole thing was Texans versus Ravens. I mean, Texans versus Oilers. The Oilers gave you the ups and downs. You can't just have the downs. You have to have certain ups that make you – once you've had the ups and downs, you start to fall in love with teams because they broke your heart. But then you remember the good times and you're on the roller coaster. With the Texans, it was always just kind of – he had a little hiccup, 11-12, which, you know, but most of it has just been, even when they went with Bill O'Brien, you know, they weren't super likable, as you said, mostly just primarily because of Bill O'Brien. But this is a year with this coach and this quarterback and this team where it feels like people, this is going to be one of those seminal moments where people fall in love with the Texans.
Yep. I think they
because
already are.
Because it's buildable.
I think they already are.
I mean, it's sustainable.
I think people have been holding back, but I think now, I think everybody I see.
Is it okay to love?
The Texans? So they got a chance? How about the Texans?
It's
how about
okay
the Texans?
To love again?
It is okay to love again. Wow. You know what else? And if you love your dip, okay, if you love to put in a dip between your cheek and gum, blah, ugh.
Not Daisy, though. That's better.
No, that's good. But I'm talking about, you know, skull or whatever these other
long
these.
Cuts
yeah. God, how gross. And your teeth are gross. You're just, it's just gross. Okay, not one woman, when have you ever heard, boy, I hope he dips. Oh man, that'd be, I hope so. Hope he's like a man's man.
Yeah,
he puts
dirty,
that dip
filthy.
In it's filthy. It is dirty and filthy. It's awful. So stop already, and I gotta wait for you to stop. Go to 975dip.com. 975dip.com. You'll see the Canstead and the Dublin. You'll see hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. You'll see a great way for different dark fired mint. You got citrus. You got straight. You got tobacco flavor. You got wintergreen flavor. You got all the different flavors. I don't know what flavor you like, but let's go. Stop already. You're gross with your dip. Get this. It's clean. You swallow because it's got CBD oil. CBD American Shaman says it's so good. We're carrying it. It's 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now with more nougat.
You're not cooking.
Pork chop sandwiches.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Tony, Concept Mayhem. Tweet of the day.
One of his most.
Tweet of the day. He's got a picture of Hitler doing horns down. And he says, okay, this guy's finally gone too far. Signed the Longhorns.
Lance.
Classless.
Lance, I'm going to ask you to decide about this because you have the NFL always hanging over your head, so you have to be concerned about what you say or what you write or what you tweet. John doesn't have those concerns, just doesn't.
But I do.
Apparently you don't because you reposted it. So Lance, if you had, you saw it because it was tweeted to you too.
But I yeah.
Would you have reposted it?
I think it's funny.
No.
I think it's funny.
Who is it to put the Hitler on the board with a history thing or whatever and like, they put Hitler on the board. Remember the video? Oh, yeah.
Was it Kansas? Iowa? Kansas State? Was it? Who was? I know it was a football game. I don't remember the school.
Game. Yeah,
it was a football game.
It was. Oh yeah, they were on a big screen, and we apologized. They had to say
Michigan
regret.
State
was Michigan State.
I think
yeah,
it was,
yeah, they're having a bad year.
Yeah,
they're having Michigan State's having a bad year. Michigan wins a national championship.
Their coach gets fired mid-season.
Coach gets fired for
and the Hitler thing,
and then the Hitler thing. Bad year for Michigan State.
Yeah. And they just weren't good at football.
Yeah, that too. Did you see what NBC did to CJ's interview?
I heard they cut out the when did they do that? For because it was live, obviously.
Yeah, it was live. I don't know. Maybe on their repost on their website. They might have edited it. They probably edited it out.
Just to get right to the football part?
Yes. But and I mean, she asked the question, and CJ's answer is, you know, I want to thank God. And they cut all that out.
Did they ask her aunt? Did they show her question?
They did. They showed her question, but then they did.
Oh, then they took then they the guy. They scrubbed that.
And did a close-up.
Yeah. You know, if you're CJ, and if you're not religious, that's fine also and all that. But if you're CJ and he knows that, I wonder if he wants to take them to task for that. Because anyone else who, can you imagine if someone had said something that was religious of another faith and you had, they would rightfully be mad if you brought up something about, of course, I don't know if anyone would bring up, I don't know. This whole thing is, that's something that I would think if I'm CJ Stroud, I'd say, hey, why did, it came to my attention, you guys edited that out. If you don't, if you're not going to have my whole quote, Then don't use my stuff. Then if that's I'm sorry, it's uncomfortable for you or whatever.
You know,
I get it. They want to keep it as secular as possible. I understand that.
Well, it's interesting because you will edit a lot of stuff is edited. We edit.
For brevity's sake, you need to. But to keep the question, and that's what I was saying. If they left the question out and they just did the intro question, our own blah blah caught up with CJ Stroud and ask him about this team. So you know they'll basically ask the question as a lead in on TV if they want to cut the. But for you to have the question and then take out the part of the answer that you didn't like, I don't know. That's his freedom of expression. Their ability to edit is also fine.
Maybe NBC is godless, and everybody should just watch ABC.
I mean, they are PFF guys at NBC. Well,
and here's JJ. Okay, so CJ got a 77. What was it? Mm-hmm. 77.
PFF grade.
PFF grade was 77, while Jordan Love's was...
Stats were very similar, and his was like 88 or 87, something like... It was really high. That 10 points higher.
Yeah. Now, he had guys running wide open. CJ had guys running open as well. He had some guys running open, too. CJ missed some throws.
What people had a problem with is, how do you have two games where the statistics are the same, basically the same, and have such a discrepancy in the grading scale? Now, as someone who's open-minded and who knows something about this, I will say I sat in with my dad a couple times when he's graded tape, and it's different now. When you're with the coach who understands assignments and all that stuff, you see things totally different. You just sit and realize, wow, there's so much I don't know about what's going on in a game. But they also give it, that's a plus, that's a minus. So my mom sits there with her chart, and my dad will say plus on him, minus, plus, minus. It's usually plus, minus. What PFF does is they give you a zero grade on one that didn't, like depending on your position, if it didn't really have an impact, there was nothing... It was just a standard. They don't just give you pluses. And there's a plus plus. So they have a two. I think it's worth 2 points if it's a really good play, 1 point if it's a good play, zero if it's just a neutral play, minus one, minus two, something like that. And so theirs is a little different than coaches do it. Regardless, NFL players don't like outside people to critique them. I know that from my draft stuff. And they really don't like having grades put on when coaches – When the coach who understands all the, you know, he understands all the assignments is grading you and you get that grade, but then you have PFF putting grades on too. And I think what bothers a lot of the NFL teams and especially the players is that everyone, the media, you understand this, they use the only thing they have to put context on how a guy is playing, especially if they're not studying closely, are PFF grades.
Right.
Which I love PFF's data. I don't really care about their grades.
Yeah, right. Well, here's JJ talking about how much he dislikes the grades that CJ got.
Let's send you out on the right note. PFF sucks. Have a great day,
everybody. Wow!
Why? That's...
Okay.
Nailed it.
Right. I shoot it straight, man. I'm shooting it like it is. Like if they want to act like they got some like they come from a very high and mighty place. Like they come and they speak like they know everything that there is to know about football, and they tell all these players and these coaches that they're so much smarter and that they're so much better and that they have these ways of figuring things out that are so much superior. It's just, as somebody who's done it and who's been in those trenches and who knows what it's like to have somebody telling you how good you're doing. I mean, I've literally sat in a meeting room with coaches and put the grades side by side from a coach's grade and from the PFF grade. I've done it. And it's not even remotely close. So, like, don't sit here and tell me, like, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know how all this works. Like, yeah, I do. I've literally done it. I've sat in that room and done it with coaches in the National Football League. So take your shit.
Our JJ would never say such language if he played still.
Why would you
assume JJ wouldn't cuss? Why would you make that assumption, Doug?
Well, I didn't, because I cut out them cursing.
The other guys dropped F-bombs.
Yeah, I got rid of that. It.
Isn't that on ESPN, by the way? How are they getting away with that on ESPN?
I think that was his internet only. Okay. Wasn't it the internet only version? I don't know.
Take your stuff. Yeah, JJ basically told him to stick it. Now, he also apparently is salty about T.J. Watt. Maybe they didn't have a good enough grade on T.J. Watt.
His own grades.
Yeah.
He was being graded by them, and he was like, oh, really?
So, I do agree with this. So, the analytics set, they believe that they are free from bias and that everything you do is biased and tainted. So, you can't possibly look at things like they are very snooty when it comes to and very unyielding in terms of any conversations having to do with where there could be flaws with what they do. They're not having that conversation with you because you're not on their level because you don't understand. You just your football stuff, but you have bias and confirmation bias, and we just use numbers, we just use data. But context in football of all sports is really important because there is more context in football than any other sport. In baseball, it's a plus minus. Every play has a plus minus.
Yeah.
In football, there are different shades of gray, and I understand that they try to account for that, but there are some things that you might not necessarily know in terms of discussions in the building. Now, over the long haul, that gets wiped out. I think their grade stuff over the big picture, like for a single game, it can cause a lot of consternation. Over the big picture of everything, I don't think it's way, way off. Do you know Bobby Slowick used to work for Pro Football Focus?
Yeah.
Bobby Slowick was one of the guys who helped with the grading stuff on PFF.
And maybe they're trying to help Bobby Slowick.
Do you know?
So that CJ, so Bobby Slowick doesn't leave because CJ's really not that good.
Well, Paul Alexander, offensive line coach for years and years, the Cincinnati Bengals, has a bunch of coaches and former coaches who have worked with PFF in terms of grading stuff. So it's actually, I don't know, for some reason they don't put all that stuff out there, but they do have, I don't know that that's the case in college, but they have had some people with NFL. Now Slowick was coming up, but yeah, Bobby Slowick Bobby Slowick said his time at PFF was beneficial. He talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
It is part of, there's a whole article here at HoustonTexans.com, but
yeah, let's break it here.
Yeah.
And we can do that. We got guys. Oh, look at this. Keith, Nate, Peter, and a Gilbert wants to get in as well into the show. So we'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about the Chastangs. I'm talking about just the best vehicle that you can buy. I love my Ford. I loved my Explorer. And right now you've got a fantastic deal, under $37,000 plus tax, title, and license, or $495 a month with $1,000 down, or 0% APR available as well. So they're going to give you all the deals. They're going to give you all the rebates. They're going to work that deal as hard as they possibly can. They're going to find the best financing for you. When Ford wasn't the best financing for me, they said, well, we're going to go contact a bank and find a better loan, a better interest rate for you. This is what they do every single day. They work their hardest to get you into that Ford car or truck or that pre-owned vehicle as well. And a lot of them certified, which is awesome, and you'll get a lower interest rate on certified vehicles. But here's the deal is they're going to work their hardest for you to get into that customized vehicle that you want, not what they want you to have. That's not what they do. What you want at the best price they possibly can with the best service as well. It's all happening every day at ChastainFord.com and 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Tell them I sent you.
ESPN, 97.5.com. One of these guys cheats at fishing.
We got weights and fish.
There we go.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97. We got a full board. Let's go. We told people to call in, and here we go. Let's get them in the show. Keith is up next. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I will be in attendance at M&T Bank Saturday afternoon to see the Texans and the Ravens. Couple points. You know, CJ's a rookie. They've had a fantastic season, obviously. But I think, you know, the Texans are going to play well, but the Ravens are incrementally better in every asset of the game, and they should win by 7 points. Like, Zay Flowers, Andrews is back. We've got Dalvin Cook. We've got OBJ's in the mix. Aguilar and Bateman are playing well. Like, we have better players across the board. You know, the Texans should play well. Like, I'm nervous as a Ravens fan that because we lost the Titans in 2020 at home with the bye. So I would say the Ravens and Texans will play a good game, but the Ravens should win by at least a touchdown. What do you guys think?
I think I don't want to be rude, but I'm giving you horns down right now. Okay. I'm doing horns down on your fandom to the Ravens. He must have come from there, because I've never met, I don't believe I know any Ravens fans here, right? I know Browns fans here. I know Steelers fans here.
It's true.
Cowboy fans here.
I didn't think about that.
Ravens fan? Why would you?
I don't know a whole lot of Ravens
Giants fans. I know.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot of Ravens fans for some reason.
I think Joel root for? I forget.
Joel Blank?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a Packer guy. He grew up there. Do you know that somebody thinks Jeremy Branham
tell.
Is
I couldn't
a
tell.
ChatGPT character that he's AI generated? I said, Jeremy's voice, his face, like he's got a face that looks, you know, like it's very young and it's very, it looks like, Jeremy Branham is a real person. He's not ChatGPT. They didn't make that up.
On that poster out there, he's got rouge on.
Now, he does look like like AI created, like you say, okay, create a sports, ChatGPT, create a sports talk host with a younger face and dark hair who calls basketball Jeremy. Games for University of Houston. And maybe, so there is a thought that Jeremy has a chat, like an AI generated like face, or maybe he's a character, like a ChatGPT character, but he's not. You can see him on Twitch. He's a real person.
Really? Are you sure?
Well, you're usually not up here to see him. I've seen him.
I rarely see him. I don't see him.
Yeah, he's a main character. He's not an NPC. He's a real character.
All right. I just
thought that was a weird thing for someone to say, is that he looks like he's been created by AI.
I think it's a weird thing to say that I'm in Houston and I'm a Ravens fan. I mean, whatever. I mean, yeah, you probably will win by 7.
He had a Ravens fan call up earlier and say, he's not going to this game. He's going to the AFC title game. So that's
oh, that's two. Right. It was that's yesterday, right?
That's right.
I think so. Yeah. Or maybe Monday.
I just think it's weird.
No, it had to be Tuesday. So there are Ravens fans in the city. They've been a good team for a long time. They're going to have fans.
Are they? How many do you think are fans of Ravens versus if Lamar Jackson left, like LeBron fans, they would just leave with them?
Well, I don't know. They probably were. What was it? 0-0 when the Ravens won.
Well, it depends on how old you are. That's 23 years.
Ray Lewis.
Yeah. I mean, if you're 30 years old, you had no chance.
They've been consistently good. I mean, they've had a downturn, but pretty good since 2000.
No, they've been pretty steady. Yeah. I just don't know a bunch of Ravens fans. So that's true.
Yeah, I don't care about
it. I never thought about that.
I just care that we beat their ass this week. That's all. And and then call back in with your we're going to win by 7 thing again. Okay?
He said they should. He didn't say they will.
He said, yeah.
He said they're incrementally better, which Lance has said, and they should that should be a game to win by 7. Which
I don't know, but I know who Lance is rooting for. I don't care for him.
But they have pretty much the same viewpoint on the game.
It doesn't matter. I don't care for him.
Well, that's a cover.
His attitude.
I haven't figured out what I'm doing yet, like in terms of predictions. I haven't figured it out.
Nate. Good day, Nate.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing? Glad you took my call. Long-time listener. I called in a couple of times, but my deal is about the offensive coordinator. I think he needs to humble himself. He's just been fortunate enough to have C.J. Stroud. He was fortunate enough to be with whoever the head coach was with the 49ers. If you go back and look at how he called the Jets game, you go back and look at how he called the Tennessee Titans game. Man, we got C.J. Stroud. We got the receivers. We got the tight end. He's not an attacker. He better focus on what he got to do this weekend. We should go to Super Bowl with the team that we have. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Texas fan. If he makes the right calls, if he set us up in the position, nobody can hold us. Our quarterback drops that ball where it's supposed to be. So I think he needs to humble himself and get him a couple of years where he is so C.J. Stroud can make him look that much better. But he needs to calm down. But if he want to leave, let him go. I mean, because we're doing our thing down here. Thanks for taking my call.
I don't know if he has to humble himself. I don't think he's already said, I don't want to talk about the –
Yeah,
he's trying to talk about the game. He's not – that's John who's making him seem unhumble. If that's
no,
weird.
Bobby Slowick has said him. All the right things. He's not like, well, look at me over here. This is all me, okay? He said nothing of the sort.
Nobody has ever gone from being like a 3-win team to a Super Bowl favorite. I don't know that the Texans should just and the game is played by C.J. Stroud. I don't think there's an issue with a lot of your game planning is Tuesday when you do the install for the offense. So play calling is sometimes a little overrated. It's really about your play calling is based on your game planning and how you're going to attack somebody. So I think, I don't know that I would go after Bobby Slowick. I can tell you C.J. Stroud wouldn't. C.J. Stroud thinks that Bobby Slowick has really helped him to become the quarterback he is this year.
The rare Bobby Slowick's a little uppity take.
Yeah, Bobby Slowick's a little uppity and needs to be humbled. Now, if that'll keep him here longer, then maybe he does need to humble himself.
I like
the last part where he said he needs to stay here and stop being so.
Your opinion certainly valid, but I just don't get the impression that Bobby Slowick is stomping around that facility saying, "Look at me,
look at me,
look at me. I'm what's next. I'm the next big thing."
On the back and he's pointing at it.
I mean, could he get a Kyle Juszczyk's wife to make him a jacket?
Now, I agree with this. It ain't going to be C.J. Stroud where you go. Life's going to get a lot harder wherever you go. Now, nobody before the season said, I mean, look at this wealth of riches for him. Everyone like, worst wide receiving core, second worst or whatever. I think his offense has helped Nico Collins come into his own. Now, Nico, to me, is talented anyway. But I thought Nico Collins really fits well with this offense. Tank is a special player. Noah Brown had big games. Noah Brown's been nobody for his whole career. In Bobby Slowick's offense with C.J. Stroud, that's been a great combination.
And Bobby C.J. and doing it for both of them, not Bobby, okay?
Yeah.
Slow your roll, Bobby.
Hey, okay? I am a little tired of hearing Bobby Slowick's crap every week. Bobby Slowick's like, the first question that comes up.
And I call that.
Yeah.
Good thing CJ listens to me.
I'd like for him to just stay where he is for 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 years.
You like to limit people in their growth. We understand you.
Yeah. No transfer portals, Bobby. You're under contract.
I do believe at some point earlier in this season, he goes, it's not about me. It's about the guy throwing the football. I believe he said that at some point.
Classic and diversionary tactic.
Play calling
he said he's,
awesome.
he's lucky to have a guy like CJ.
Classic trickery.
Okay.
Are you sure he didn't say he's lucky to have me?
Okay. No, I'm pretty sure.
So let me ask you, Dell, where did the Bobby Slowick to the Titans stuff come from?
From the Titans?
No, you don't think it was a leak that Bobby Slowick's planting this in the media?
You mean the guy who won't do an interview until the season's over?
That's why it's so hard to tell who he is.
Mm. No, this you
is
play like hard Frank, to get. It's
this
like
is like
girl,
Frank Underwood stuff.
No.
This is Frank Underwood before he is reaching people's pants.
You mean a girl
stuff.
From like the 60s? Girls don't do that anymore. The hard to get stuff. They don't do that
anymore.
No, they're the.
Well, see, that's why.
Have you not seen OnlyFans? Have you not heard of Tinder or Bumble?
Hard to get doesn't exist. Girls have their own rosters.
Yeah. Del, I don't know.
I think you maybe.
It's still tried and true. No. Yes.
Oh, boy. I think no means.
No, it does until it's yes.
I don't like where this is going.
He's taking some real chances today. Yeah. Hitler retweet. Yeah. No, until it means yes.
Until she says yes.
That's a big difference.
It is a big difference, but I'm just going to let you say it one more time. The whole we're playing hard to get stuff ain't a thing anymore.
Yeah. Well, I guess not. This is a different world.
Yes.
And Bobby's young. He knows the game. Bobby's like, it's all about me.
He has never said that.
I thought he said that.
He did
not. But maybe I was wrong. Maybe I was wrong. 713-780-3776. Break it here. And on the other side, we got...
This is a caller-controlled show today.
Yeah.
The callers are in complete control today.
Control.
We can't stop it. If Bobby Sloak wants to keep bragging about himself all the time, somebody's going to call him out for it.
You know what I'm bragging about?
If Ravens fans call in and saying they're going to the game, like, we can't stop that.
You know what I'm bragging about? Daisy Dip. That's what I'm bragging about. Daisy Dip is awesome.
Look at this girl with the Daisy Dip. I just want that so bad to be playing in a...
Daisy Dip. Listen, Daisy Sour Cream, Daisy Cottage Cheese, now Daisy Dip, French Onion and Ranch Dip. I got them. I love them. Yeah, what are you, you're putting out some wings, you're putting out some pizza, you're putting out some chips, you're putting out pretzels, whatever it is that you're putting out, have some Daisy Dip there for your people. You're going to watch a game? Of course you're going to watch a game. You're just sitting around. Yes, have that. It's game-changing flavor. Dips made from scratch. There's no MSG or other stuff. I have no idea what that stuff is. Taste is amazing, so addictive. You're not going to be able to stop eating them. It's Daisy Dip. Pick some up at your local grocery store. Daisy Dip.
Thank you for listening to ESPN 97.5. It means the world.
A whole new world. A dazzling place I never knew.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.